Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
Ukraine.
I'm calling from Windsor, Ontario.
Los Angeles.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada, and I love seeing things from a new point of view. And welcome to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today we'll talk to Victoria, an avid learner from the Ukraine, justice, an athlete with a ton of drive from Ontario, and Marie, an animator who's rediscovered their passion in Los Angeles. But first, this week at Blonde Radio on Instagram, I asked you this week's question. What's your definition of success? Here's what you had to say.
Hey, I'm Robin, calling in from England, and I think my definition of success has changed a lot recently. In the past, it kind of revolved around perfectionism. If I wasn't getting 100% in something, I was failing it. It's really hard to define success when, if you're getting 99% on something, all you're focusing on is that 1% you've missed. It's hard to feel successful when all you can think about is what you've done wrong. But luckily over time, that's kind of shifted a bit. I no longer have to get 100% on something for it to be successful. As long as I'm making it to the end of the day and I've given it my all, that's successful. Success doesn't mean things work out the way you expected it to. It just means they work out in some way, shape, or form. And that's enough.
Hi, my name is Owen, and I'm in Muncie, Indiana right now. And to me, success is just doing the bare minimum and getting it done. As someone that struggles with extreme depression right now, being able to do that and getting that done successfully is what I would define as a complete and true success for me right now.
Thanks to everyone for submitting their responses. And we'll hear more answers throughout today's show. Now, here's Victoria.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
By far, it's like morning in my country. Glad that I can participate in the call now.
Yeah, I'm glad that we can make this work. It is, for me, about 3 a.m, but it's okay. I'm usually up around this time.
God, are you in Canada, I guess?
Yeah, I'm on the west coast of Canada.
I'm actually studying in Canada, and I will migrate to Canada in January.
Oh, wow. Whereabouts?
In Toronto.
Cool. Okay, definitely on the other side, but still in Canada. That's so cool.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, formally, I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm Victoria, but you can call me Tori, and that's nice to meet you too, actually.
Awesome. Victoria, I appreciate you taking the time to chat. It really means a lot.
That means a lot to me. You know, like, you were one of my first subscribes on the TikTok, I guess. So it's like, whoa, I'm shocked.
This is so cool. And then I don't know if you mentioned it. Where are you calling from?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Awesome.
The city named Odessa, and it is just by the Black Sea.
Fantastic. Is the sea accessible to you? Like, can you get there pretty easily?
Right now I can see it from my window in my room.
Wow.
So yeah.
But first, I do want to give some space for you at the top to sort of give an elevator pitch on you. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
Well, I'm just 18. Actually, I turned 18 on Halloween. I'm
happy,
a student.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm a student, and I don't know if it is like the interesting fact, but I study in the university and in the college at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And in the university, I study the programming engineering, and in the college, I study for hospitality. Since I am 12, I have a deadly disease, which is kind of, I don't know, many people think that this is a cool fact about me. Not all the people have this. And I think that this disease got me where I am.
I had no idea. And you know, from my experience, just taking a look through your account, listen, I am so tragically only speak English. I don't have, I couldn't engage with a lot of, you know, your content and what you're putting out there. But is that something that you talk about on social media?
That is something that I would talk about on social media, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to show this now in my TikTok. But many people on my Instagram know this, because many people would think that this is why I feel like this. So I do a lot of things in my life, and many people was like, whoa, that's not usual. So you like speaking 5 languages by the time you're 18, you study like engineering you're into physics. And in my country, we have like a Olympiad in the many subjects. And I win the physics Olympiad for 4 years now.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's
and,
awesome.
I read a lot. Yeah. Like now in my room, I have 500 books.
Whew.
And I read 483 of them.
You're well on your way. You're in the home stretch.
Yeah. So I really think that this is something that I do just because I know that I'm not allowed to live as long as any other.
Right.
So that's why I like travel a lot, do a lot of things, and just always be in the resource.
Totally. No, that's, and I can't even imagine, you know, what's like living with that. But I have a lot of respect for you for recognizing, you know, that you're going to take advantage of every moment you got. That's really, really cool.
Actually, this disease is pretty funny times mm-hmm. to times. So like I live in hospital for 3 or 4 months every year.
Okay.
And I was living in the like child hospital. There is a lot of children whose stories are crazy, totally yeah. crazy. I know a lot of children who would be very, very cool if they can grow up. So I think that I got a lot of stories because of this life. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of friends who I usually tell these stories so they can tell about this and other people.
Yeah.
I just think that this is something that you need to share.
Oh, totally. That's a great opportunity. And yeah, my whole thing is there's so many stories out there. And honestly, like listening to all these people has changed my life in a fundamental way. And I'm sure, yeah, as you know, as someone who's almost read 500 books in your room, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. You know, you're just only seeing the surface of what's out there. And I think that helps.
I think that the phrase that you said, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah.
It is something that Socrates says.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
The quote. I love it. Well, you know, even if, for example, like some people could meet that barrier of like seeing, oh, there's so much I don't know and get really frustrated by that because, you know, there's no possible way to experience everything this life has to offer. But I think by acknowledging that, by realizing like, hey, there's so many experiences out there, the world is so big, it gives you a lot of space to stay open and not, you know, be in a closed mindset, which I think is can be super easy for people to do if they don't go beyond their comfort zone.
Whoa. Well, yeah, my parents really like me to enjoy all the things in the world.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. But still something is not like allowed to me. Mm-hmm. So I was in Paris and the big dream of my childhood was to be in Disneyland. And so I was, but I can't really enjoy it because of the disease. I was very upset, but still I was in Disneyland.
Still, like you went, you did that.
Yes, that was cool.
Awesome. You had such a strong reaction and we've already maybe talked about it a little already, but when you first messaged, you were just so warm and open to the concept of this project and everything. And I'm just kind of curious, what's your relationship with empathy?
Oh, I don't know why, but I love people. I love people and I love people who can share stories. That's like the main message of many of my friends. They're not just a human. They're a big story. And so far, I don't see many projects on the internet where people can share their stories. Mm-hmm. But when I found TikTok, I see a lot of people sharing their trauma or sharing their personal stories or sharing something funny. And I was in love with the idea. And then I saw your account and I was in love with it too, because it's all about stories. When I have my first, I don't know, like 1,000 or 2,000 maybe subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people message me in DMs that, oh my God, I love your story and I love who you are. And they tell me their stories. And I was like, whoa, we have so much in common. That's crazy. So I just love people.
That's so cool. And yeah, the ability, you know, the internet can have a lot of harm, especially like social media. There's a lot of things that can mess with your confidence and sense of self. But a cool thing, the coolest thing I've, you know, personally discovered, you get to have all these connections with people that you wouldn't normally have. As you're saying, you get to share stories and find similarities with people that, you know, maybe live on the other side of the planet. And like, where else can you do that?
Yeah, that's like crazy. I have one story when I have a friend from my college and he's living in Canada and he's Canadian. And we talked with him a lot. And one night he DM'd me that, oh my God, you were in Paris. And I was like, yes, I was. Why are you asking? And he was, I see myself in your story from 2018. And I was, what? No, no way.
Like Instagram actually, story?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we actually met one time when we were by the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, but we don't know each other, but that's but the crazy there. Thing. That's yes, so cool. Yes.
I love that so much. To kind of close, we sort of have like a question or a theme of the week. And I'm really interested on your perspective on this as someone who lives maybe a more different life than most people, at least, you know, especially the people that I've talked to even. What is your definition of success?
My personal definition of success would be live a long, happily life in which happiness is what you think is. So many people have a very different taste of happiness. That's why live a long, happily life for you is the term of success. If you think that happiness is money, then live a life like a millionaire. If you think that happiness is a family, have two or four or five, I don't really care, children, be happy with them. So yeah, my definition of success would be live a long, happily life.
I love that. And I love that you, you know, define in there finding, you know, what that happiness is for you. Because especially with success, it's easy to compare ourselves to others and be like, this person has a house, this person has a car, I don't have that. But you know, what are the things that are going to make you happy? Is it time with your family? Is it new experiences, travel? And I think that's really important to discover. Would you say you've discovered what your happiness is?
Well, happiness for me is a bit difficult thing. So I think happiness is, as an engineer, I would say that happiness is 50% of the moral aspect and 50% of the material aspect.
Okay.
I'm happy because I have friends, I have family, which I love, and they love me too, I assume. And I have a house in which I have a lot of books, which cost money. So I have a notebook so I can speak with you and with my friends. And I can afford to go to college. So that's a bit crazy, but many people really can't. So I think that happiness is 50-50.
I'm glad that you could find, that personal balance for yourself. And that sounds so well-rounded. I love that a lot.
Thank you.
Sweet. Well, that kind of is about it. Do you have, what's on the plan for today? What exciting things are you up to?
Oh, I don't know if it's exciting. I will try to read the Dune today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I love that.
I have one. It is in Russian. Many people said that many words from Dune in Russian are just crazy. But I think I will try. I watched the film in English. So I don't really know if I understood something in Russian, but whatever.
No, sure. I'm sure it'll help. And of course, you know, it's never a one for one. And Dune is such a great book, at least from what I remember of it. I read it quite a few years ago, but wow, it was so great.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's like something crazy for me.
No, it was very, very sweet. It's mutual. Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate your kind words and your openness to chat. It means a lot.
I guess.
Well, I'll let you to it. Do enjoy Dune. I cannot wait to hear what you think of the book. But until then, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Hello, my name is Blaise and I'm calling from the Philippines. What defines success for me is the usual. when something you planned out has worked. But recently, it's been changing. It's like whenever I'm just happy with what I'm doing, either it's on the process or with the result, I'm like happy with it. I define that as like success, even if some people think it's they're not satisfied with it, or they're like it's decent enough or it's not really great. But if I know to myself that I'm happy with what I did and what I'm doing, I define that as success. So really, it's really just the little things. Finding happiness in what I'm doing is what I define success recently.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. A little nervous right now, I'm not gonna lie.
No sweat. Listen, we're all faking it. We're in this together. I barely know what I'm doing, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Justice.
Justice. Appreciate you taking the time to chat. It means a lot.
Yeah, no problem. I've got like so many assignments to do today, but like I'm always procrastinating. It is what it is, honestly.
Oh yeah, a little break. Sweet. Yeah. And then where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Windsor, Ontario.
Oh, sweet. I don't know if we touched on this. I didn't know we're both Canadian out here. I love that.
Oh, no way. Where are you from?
Victoria, BC, right out on the West Coast. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Well, at the top here, I'll give you some space to sort of give the elevator pitch on you. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
All right. My name is Justice Caesar. I'm calling from Windsor, Ontario. And I used to be a track athlete. I pretty much did it my entire life until COVID happened. And I just kind of decided to jump into photography and jiu-jitsu. I guess what I really do is just follow whatever I find is fun. And that's kind of a motto I just have in my life.
I love that. That's such a banger mentality. And it takes like a while for, you know, people to kind of realize, hey, what am I doing if I'm not enjoying it? So kudos to you, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like you get trapped sometimes and you feel like you're just in a box, and like it's up to you to like take the chance to just get out and try something new. But there's so much like fear in that.
100%. For you personally, like how are you jumping over that fear? How are you getting across that obstacle?
Like thinking back, like I remember in my last season, I wasn't doing that well at the start. Mm-hmm. And then my one buddy, Corey Belmore, he told me, he was like, you have to be hungry and like want it more than anyone else. And you have to like embrace the fear that you're feeling instead of running from it. And I feel like I would normally always choose to run or like let fear overcome me. But then I started to like embrace it. And then I started having fun while I was doing that.
I love that. I heard this, and I've forgotten where I heard this quote, but fear is just your body telling you you're about to do something important. And that's something I latch onto a lot.
110%, I believe that.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started doing jiu-jitsu, I remember, like, I was so nervous. Like, everyone in there was way better than me. But then I was like, you know what? Let me just do this and then keep doing it. And then I signed up for a tournament with 3 weeks experience. And then I got second in that tournament. And like, they're like, that's unheard of.
That's awesome.
But like, thank you. Yeah, it just works out sometimes if you embrace fear.
That's sick. And about being an athlete, look, I took a little gander through your feeds. Seems very important to you. And I'm curious, kind of, you know, being an athlete, there's a lot you put into it. Your time, so much energy. What for you personally makes it worth all that effort?
Honestly, like the main thing is like winning to me, but the driver for it is like competition. Like winning is fun, but when you win against someone that's super good or like it's super competitive, then that's when I love it the most. Like when I would run track, the best races were when they were with my teammates or with super fast guys and we're talking trash before. Or like even jiu-jitsu, it's super competitive and I just love that aspect of it, if anything.
That's huge. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I see you've gotten some ink. I'm curious, which tattoo means the most to you and why?
I never really thought about that. I mean, like, the first two I got were, they had meaning behind them, or they were for, like, certain stepping stones that I passed in my life. But my favorite would have to be, like, the koi fish on my inner bicep. Mm-hmm. I got it after my last track season, and it was after the provincials meet. And like when I joined the university track team, a big goal of mine was to run on the provincials team. And I was always like the second last spot, and I would never get to run. But then that year I got to run. So I was like, let me get a tattoo to remember that.
That's huge. So wait, why the koi fish?
I mean, it looks cool.
It does. Like, I'm like, no slander. I think it's pollen.
Yeah, like, it looks great. And like, I don't know. I think the whole tattoo base was just something for track. But then like, I kind of just wanted a koi fish. So I'm like, let me kind of just get that and like use that to remember it or to symbolize it, if anything.
Oh, that's dope. I like that.
Yeah.
What or even who would you say is your main source of inspiration?
I guess it would have to be my buddy Omar, if anything, because like we met in grade 9 and then right away he was super competitive and confident. We both ended up doing track and he was always really talented and really good and backing up his words with his performances. Yep. And that was something that I wanted to like put into my own life. And even though I was always like the second one behind him for so long, it was literally like Vegeta and Goku, and this guy was just ahead of me. But then like eventually I caught up and I started being confident in myself. But I feel like a big part of that is rooted in him. And even though he like stopped running after high school, I kept the same mentality in university track and like even just right now in life, if anything.
That's so special that you can find like not only someone who you see as someone like low-key, I don't know, like not in any antagonist type of way, but like a rival, but also, you know, there's that kinship there. There's that almost like brotherhood. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, we're like rivals, but he was also like an antagonist for sure. The guy kept me up at night with like how much he kept one-upping me. Like I would be plotting to beat him for months. Like it is what it is though. It's all fun competition.
That's awesome. So kind of in closing here, we do have like a question or theme of the week. So this week's question is, what is your personal definition of success?
To me, my definition of success would be, that's a deep question. I guess to like just be proud of whatever you put out. Like if you're putting time into something, like whether it's a project or a person or anything in general, like as long as you're proud of what you hand in or the work that you put in. Like I remember my one grade 7 history teacher told me that whatever you hand in with your name attached, make sure you're proud of it because that defines who you are. So like just be proud of your work and that's all that really matters.
Totally. No, yeah, because at the end of the day, like outside validation or critique, whatever, but it's like in your heart, do you, like how are you feeling about, you know, the stuff that you're putting out there? Even if people love the shit you're doing, if you're not into it, like that's going to affect you more in the long run.
100%. Like you have to be, you got to be your biggest supporter. And like if you're not satisfying yourself with your own work, then you're not going to be satisfying the right people that matter, if anything.
Totally. Keep on that same wavelength. I love that. That's a great mentality.
Yeah.
Sweet. I appreciate that. And again, thank you for your time and your words.
Thank you so much, man. Like this, I love the podcast. It's honestly one of the best things I found. I remember finding it on TikTok and just being obsessed with it. I love it, man.
That's awesome. That means a lot. Any exciting plans for the rest of your day here?
Well, I am going to be focused and grinding all of these projects if I don't get distracted. It is what it is. I'll get it done eventually.
Exactly. As long as you know you get it done. That's awesome. Again, thank you for your words and time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. All right. Have a good day, bro.
Hey, you too. Ciao.
All right. See ya.
Hi, Brad. My name is Courtney and I am 21 and I'm from California. And I think success is something that also changes meanings as we grow and as we age. And I think as we grow into ourselves, we realize that success is something that can coincide with happiness and just overall joy. I think success for me is feeling joy with whatever I'm doing, whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's the friendships or the relationships that I have over time. As long as there's that hint of joy, I think that that's like success in my book.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I was just playing Animal Crossing, so very good.
The new update hitting hard. I love it.
Yeah. How are you?
Doing good. I'm Brad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Marie.
Marie, very fantastic. Cool. How's the day been for you overall?
It's been good. You know, I got up early and I was productive, and then I got to play Animal Crossing. So it's been really good.
Best of both worlds. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Huge. Well, I do want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of the day to chat. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is so cool. I like listening to all the things that you post on TikTok. So I was like, oh, very cool.
Very sweet. Means a lot. Off at the top here, I'll give sort of some space for you to kind of give the elevator pitch on yourself. You know, who are you? What do you do? And what would you say got you to where you are today?
Cool. Okay. So my name is Marie Lum. Mm-hmm. And I would say I am an animator and storyboard artist that, you know, works in animation in Los Angeles. And it's been a long time coming, but, you know, I wanted to be an artist when I was a kid. I feel like that was the one thing that I really wanted to be. I watched animated movies all the time. So I, you know, Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, whatever, and cartoons on TV. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then my mom told me, you know, people grow up and they become artists for these things. And I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's, you know, where I came from, and went to art school, went to animation school, I guess. Got my first job at Cartoon Network and been working in animation for about 5 years now.
Dang, that's awesome. Great. Kudos to you. That's huge. I'm guessing somewhere on the West Coast-ish?
Yeah. Los Angeles. So.
Oh, beautiful. Right in the center of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so, I don't know, being online, especially in the past year and a half, I've been online more than I ever have in my life, I think. But in so many spaces, that's such a dream for so many people, pursuing animation, arts, anything where you get to achieve the thing that you like to do as a passion. I'm curious, what would you say has been the hardest obstacle to cross to sort of reach where you're at right now?
I think, honestly, the hardest hurdle personally I've had to go through is, you know, keeping up my motivation for art, I guess. You know, that's the hardest part, is when you get a job in a creative field that you really love. There's a lot of things that come with that, like, oh, there's a lot of deadlines and there's a lot of pressure. And sometimes there's those late nights that you don't want to be working, but you know, you're like, oh, well, I clocked in my overtime. I guess, you know, I'll work on it and try to hit that deadline. Yeah. And it's tough, but, you know, I think going through art school and doing all the homework assignments and, you know, working, I kind of lost my love for art along the way, which kind of sucked. But it wasn't until after I graduated and, you know, started to think of art as not just like my career or my future career, because that's pretty much from like high school to college, that's all I thought of it as, like, oh, this is my career. Like, that's, it's work. And I forgot how much fun art can be if I'm just doing it for, you know, for fun, and I don't have to do it for work. So I think that was the hardest thing, to try to separate that and learn how to separate that. But once I figured that out, like, I'm like, oh, I'm at a good place. I like where I'm at now. Totally. It took a couple years, but you know.
I'm glad that you rediscovered that. Because once you know, you're doing the thing you love, but then also there's all these extra things added onto it that you didn't necessarily, you know, think about when you signed up for it. But
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't know if you can say or if there's any bias involved, but out of all the stuff you've worked on so far, what would you say has been your favorite project that you've been attached to?
That's so difficult. it's so hard to choose, like, oh, who's your favorite child? It just, like, it's so great. What I love working, what I love about working in the animation industry, particularly, I'm in TV series, so I'm jumping from one show to the other, sometimes every 6 months, maybe every 2 years, who knows. But what I like is that, you know, I'm going from project to project, and every single one of them is so different. You'd think, like, oh, it's all TV, you know, it's all TV cartoons, you know, there are going to be some similarities in, like, the pipeline and the people you work with, but every single show is so different. So it's so difficult difficult to say. Yeah. I mean, I guess I really had a lot of fun working on this show called Infinity Train. Mm-hmm. It's on Cartoon Network. I guess HBO Max. I don't know what's going on right. with that one. But yeah, that was so much fun. I think the best part about working on that show was, you know, the people that I got to work with. That's what really makes the show is, you know, the crew members and the friends I made along the way. But yeah, that one was so much fun. Oh, there's so many creative moments in the mm-hmm. writing room and pitches and stuff that I really, really enjoyed. And I mean, again, it's so different between productions, but that one I had a lot of fun on. And that show, I really was intrigued and interested in the subject matter. So
totally.
It was great. Yeah. Yeah,
at least like from a creative standpoint, it's such a fantastic premise because there are like, because each, you know, dream cabin could be a whole new world for the characters, which is so much fun to explore. I bet. I don't know how Infinity Train flew under the radar for me for so long. I remember seeing that pilot that got hyped so much on YouTube, and then it felt like I blinked and suddenly there's like four seasons. I'm like, oh my goodness. And then yeah, recently a good friend recommended it to me and I caught up on it, and that's, yeah, it hits good. It hits good for a lot of, a lot of reasons. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I remember the pilot came out. And mm-hmm. I was in college still, you know, thinking like, oh, one day I'll work in animation. I remember seeing that pilot in college and I was like, wow, if there is ever a show I want to work on, this would be it.
Oh my goodness.
And then a couple of years later, turns out I get hired on the show as a board artist. And I was like, what? It was so crazy. It was like, I was like, there's no way, I'm dreaming. But that was great. So I just remember all those feelings of like, oh, I'm so excited to be on this project. That definitely came out. And hopefully you can see all the love we put into that show. So yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I appreciate you and all your work. That's awesome. Kind of back to, I guess, arts in general here. Do you think it's possible to reach a place of contentment in the arts? Is being comfortable possible, or, you know, should we always be striving to be a little bit better?
Yeah, this one's difficult. And yeah. I feel like I've changed my stance on this so many times. You know, in high school and college, when I was like, oh, work, 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 I got to be the best artist I can be, you know, I got to keep working, you know, never stay comfortable with your work. Right. You know, that's true, you know, and like, you're always going to want to be learning something. And I think that's what makes art really fun for me, is that there's always something new to learn and you can always get better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's almost like no limitations. Like, you can always take it one step further, especially with technology now. Yeah. You can do so much more than we have ever been able to. And so, you know, I of course I would be like, yeah, like, you should always strive to, you know, get better and make, you know, more art that you're proud of, you know. But also there's a reality where for a lot of people that's just not possible. Mm-hmm. Just because of maybe outside factors or anything. And I feel like it's also good to say that it's okay to be happy where you are. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's for your own personal work, if you're happy with your art and you're totally fine with, you know, chilling there, and you've gotten to a point where you're like, this is where I want to be, and I'm okay with not going forward more, that's totally fine. And if it works for you, I'd say that's totally fine too. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I've always like gone back and forth on, because I'm also, you know, I always think about myself, like my own art. Oh, should I, you know, I should really, you know, keep pushing myself forward with some of these things, blah, blah, blah. But then I also get to a point where I can't do that physically, because, right, you know, my body doesn't allow me to keep going. So, you know, it's that balance. But I, you know, I would always say, like, whatever you feel, you know, great doing with, and if mm-hmm. it works for you, then totally just vibe with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, now more than ever, it's so easy to compare yourself and always be, you know, having the peripheral vision, the work that other people are doing. But I love the mentality so much of just like, do the thing that you enjoy. It doesn't matter if you're like good at it or you want to improve, as long as there's enjoyment in the act, that's great. I would not say I've quite mastered that, but I would like to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's so difficult, especially when going into like the professional field of arts and creativity. Like you're always going to want to be, you know, moving forward, of course. But at least, you know, I would say like that whole thing aside, I don't know what I would say for it still yet, but at least for like your personal work, like it's totally fine with being fine with doing whatever and being happy with whatever. Because sometimes, I mean, 90% of the time when I'm drawing, I make a lot of whatever and it's fine. And it helps, honestly, to get whatever out on the canvas. And then, you know,
as long as we're making. I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. Well, kind of in closing here, this week's question is, and we may have touched on it a little bit already, but I'm curious, what is your personal definition of success?
Let me think. This one is, wow, so deep. I guess it ties back to like what we just talked about, about, you know, at least for me, even as I got like a bunch of different cool jobs and people are like, oh, you made it in the industry, blah, blah, blah. You're so successful. I never felt successful like in my personal art side, which is where I really wanted to, you know, start feeling good about like my own characters and my own stories and all that stuff. Yeah. And then once I started focusing more on that, and, you know, as we said earlier, like it's okay to just go at your own pace and be okay with whatever you're creating and just create. I started to, feel that feeling of success because I started to become more happy with my art. So, I mean, I guess success is like, I guess success is when is wherever you find your happiness, whether it be, you know, in your work or elsewhere. It can be in anything. I know a lot of people who worked in animation and they were like, oh, I'm done for, you know, for a long time. I'm just going to go focus on my own hobbies and all that stuff. And I would say that they're, you know, and they're so happy and I think they're successful doing their own cool thing. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a lovely answer. And especially like you said it kind of near the middle, finding the happiness like in the work that you've made, and that, you know, can apply to so many different aspects. It's like the thing you're doing, if you're satisfied in it, that self-validation, man, like nothing else really matters at that point, as long as
good. I'm like, did I sound okay? Did I sound smart? I guess I don't know.
You sounded unequivocally you, which I appreciate so much.
Sweet.
Awesome. That's kind of about it. Do you have any exciting plans for the rest of your evening?
Cool. Honestly, probably gonna play more Animal Crossing. I love this update. Oh my gosh, I can't stop thinking about it. So that's my wonderful, exciting evening tonight.
Oh, I love that. Well, again, I do appreciate your time and words. It truly means a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Always. I'll let you to it, but I'll talk to you later.
All right. See ya.
Ciao.
Bye.
Special thanks to Victoria, Justice, Marie, and everyone who submitted a response for making this episode possible. Intro music provided by Wayfie. That's W-A-Y-F-I-E. And accompanying tracks by Lowboil. That's L-O-B-O-I-L, who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. Be sure to come by our Discord server for weekly events and an incredible community with some of the best people I know. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.